glory will fill the earth like water the seas.
True nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
On their way, you will hasten their steps, and those of us who are here, Lord, you will bless our hearts. We submit to you. Lord, for me, don't let me leave this meeting without a touch of your power. Help me, my little capacity, and let your word thrive in my heart. As we sit at your feet to learn, that the world will not stand against us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. I come from different places. To another edition of the Bible Retreat. Can you welcome somebody beside you and say you are welcome? Hallelujah. Tonight, I wish to share on the Trinity of Hidden Sin. The Trinity of Hidden Sin. I am afraid we may not be able to exhaust it. So, but wherever we get to, begin to, at least the Lord will have spoken to us. That's my prayer. The Trinity of Hidden Sins. God created the angels for a purpose. God created man for another purpose. God created the beasts for a purpose. Everything that God created is for His own pleasure. Your pleasure. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. All things and for thy they are and were created. So everything God created, they have their role and their purposes. They have their roles and their purposes. When God made angels, there was no Bible record that it was in the image of God. When angels sinned, there was no Bible or any human record that there was a redemption or an alternative for them. They went down. When they sinned, there was no alternative. So when I talk about the Trinity of sin, hidden sin, what do I mean? That there are things that you need to battle with and keep your heart against them to survive. There are issues, maybe things you have even overcome at time of your life or at a point in your history, that they have the monstrous tendency to overcome you. Sorry. They don't look like issue. They carry weight. They carry weight such that, as we are going to be looking at this evening before, you know, we pray, destinies can fall by them. Brethren, when I look critically at the word of God, I began to see that through this triangle of sin, many trees are falling in the forest of faith. Many people have lost their balance. And it's as if the issue you need to guide against, these are priority in the list of issues that confront men. And this evening, I will take enough time to talk about them. If I don't finish, I don't care. One of them is very serious heavy in my heart this night is pride. Pride. I want to tell you that pride can bring down even celestial beings. Pride can bring down celestial beings. Can bring down angels. Pride. As if idol worship. In fact, it doesn't look as if it's sexual immorality. It doesn't look too serious in the outer, but it's devouring. And I like to us to look at the scriptures together. Maybe they help us to project it. I like us to look at the scriptures together in Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11 to 14. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyros. Scripture, there's what we call the law of double references. What it means is that, just like me, God was speaking to the seed of the woman, the seed, the head of the serpent, and the serpent will buy his Eve. It's a law of double reference. It's actually speaking about the biological seed, and it's talking about another purpose of God behind the seed. So, this is one scripture that had such typology. Now, there was a king of Tyros, but he was not prophesying about the king of Tyros. He was actually speaking something. Thou seest the Lord God, thou sealest up the soul, full of wisdom. So, thou hast been in Eden, king of God. King of Tyros was talking beyond the king of Tyros. Every precious stone was thy covering. Now, when I see people, they make drawings of the devil. Thou sealest the soul. Can you give me the finishing touch to all that constitute company? So, you are the summary of all that could accord the work of God. You are the complete package of what we could say, this is God's experiment. You merit everything. You are full of wisdom. When we talk about wisdom, wisdom is sitting on the head of Lucifer. Lucifer. And I don't think he lost the wisdom. In my opinion, the wisdom was corrupted. Full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. So it wasn't just an ugly thing that has two arms. Is that okay? Verse 13 now. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. Do you know? His skin was made of precious stone. Skin. Inside of this thing is topaz, sapphire, emerald, gold. Is anybody studying mineralogy here? Pearl, onyx. These are special stones that when you have this type of pure bead of this, then you won't be sitting with a precious stone. For he is wearing it as skin and gold. Workmanship of temperate and pipes. Every music instrument, where are musicians here? Yeah. So those musical instruments we call pipes. Saxophone. We mention in it now. Trumpets, harps, flutes, recorder, violin, string, and tabrets. What is that one? Tambourine. Tabrets. All those class, all those family of musical instruments. Everything was prepared in D. I would love to another translation of the message. Okay. They were given to you on the day you were created. This is not the best description. So when he doesn't have to carry flute. No. It was inside of him. The laboratory experiment has inculcated. What English do you use now? He has packaged it within him. So that when he opens his mouth, he can switch from one instrument to the other. And combine instrument to sing. Were wrought in gold on the day you were created. Okay, let me see this. And your setting and your sockets and your engraving were wrought in gold. This amplifier. Preparing you. They were made in the inside of you. You don't need to carry it. Can we continue so that we can meet up with our time? You were the anointed cherub. What is the meaning of cherub? Cherubs are angels that are made for worship. They are not seraph. The plural is cherubim. Cherubims are angels. I mean, they come to the presence of God. Their main assignment is worship. That's why we sense it could be and being anointed cherub that covers. Now, number one is anointed. In the entire Bible, this is the only verse where we found out that an angel or a cherub was anointed. So we are sensing that it is possible that he's anointed in worship. With the input, with the mechanism in the inside of him, this must be the case. And he doesn't just open his head anyhow. He opened his head, he's always covered. He opened his head when he's about to lead, make the other angels to God's presence. So he will open his, then he will produce the music. He has two responsibilities. We are going to see the second one soon. They are covered. I establish you. Another translation said, I made this soul. I intentionally fashioned you like that. Extraordinary, extra wonderful, but still an angel. With all this quality, all these qualities, he still remained what? An angel. With all this quality, he still remained a creator, not a creator. You were on the only mountain of God. The second responsibility of this particular angel is that he took charge of the mountain of God. I feel he's coming to lead other cherubims to God's presence. I feel he goes to bath. And how does he bath with such precious stones, pure precious stones? Is to walk in the midst of fire. When precious stone hit fire, beauty is redefined. So he walks into fire, and then you see the color of precious stone all over, as if he's taking in another new garment. You walk back and forth in the midst of fiery stone. That's New King James. Old King James said, in the midst of stones of fire. That is the way he bows. Thou was perfect in the day, in the way, in thy ways, from the day thou was created. But one day, iniquity was spotted in you. That's the oldest known iniquity in the history of God. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they filled the midst of thee with violence. And thou hast sinned. Therefore, I cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. I told you he had two responsibilities. He was in charge of the mountain of God. Ezekiel, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou called down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou said in thy heart, this was the missing link in Ezekiel chapter 28. What was spotted that day inside of maybe the most angelic of all angels? This clause. Because some of you teach wrong theology. You say the devil wants to overthrow God. There's nothing like that in the Bible. You can't see the throne of God and imagining the throne of God is omnidirectional, huge and intimidating, beautiful. He who is sitting on it, if you read your revelation. In fact, in this incident, revelation completed. Maybe I won't have time to get there. The Bible says he used his tail to draw one third of the stars, third of the angel was lost to him. This was his sin. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I don't want to be angels again. Hey! Recently on the Facebook, I said, you are not superior to anybody. You are not inferior to anyone. No. You are just unique in your own making. Anybody, Baba Ojai will say, taller than you is anybody shorter than you is too short. Fatter than you, too fat. Thinner than you, too. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation and the side of the north. What does this one mean? That was, I think it's five. One, it should be five. See, this thing called heart. Can you lift up your hand and say, Father, tonight, every eye is canceled. Your eye must be crossed. Five times, angel is repositioning himself and say, if God refused to promote me, I have waited for the promotion. He's still a chief angel. He's still a special angel. But yet he was not satisfied. Verse 13. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of God. You know, I will exalt my above the stars of God means I will exalt my throne above all other angels. That is, I will not be in the class of angels again. Right. It brings down celestial being. I will sit. Thank you for selecting it for me. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation and the side of the north. What does it mean? The Bible says promotion comes from, not from, because great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the Lord is not there. In the side of what? In the side of the north. In the side of the north is Mount Zion. Thank you, my brother. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the side of the north, the city of... I gave somebody the car key. Side of the north, the city of the great king. So when the Bible said, oh Brian, you are welcome. So when the Bible said, it's not in the side, I mean, he want to sit in the side of the north. He want to create another kingdom for himself. You can imagine. Can you just imagine for a second? The devil didn't think these things. And as he was thinking it, the viral, it was so viral. The viral of his infection was affecting one of the angels already, as he was thinking it. Because they are spirit beings, you know. And God said, the Bible says, God asked another angel. God didn't leave his throne. He saw everything. It was another angel. It was Michael and he became... Well, some theologians said that when he came to the earth, there were inhabitants in the earth. They put some scriptures together. So, Pastor Noah is a theologian. So they put some scriptures together. Jeremiah 23, something, something, something. I don't want to do that. And say, when he came, behold, Jeremiah said, behold, I saw that the earth was broken at the fierce anger of the Almighty God. I beheld the earth. There was no man. And it was full of water. And you know, in the recreation, Satan just surfaced in Genesis. It's not like that. There have been encounter. God started dealing with Moses. He showed him, I created the heaven and the earth. And the earth is without form and void. It's independent of verse 1. Is that okay? There are things that have happened in between. If you are very careful student of the Bible, but stay in the corridor of Christian doctrine. So you will understand that events are keep place, created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth becomes what? It's not linking. Things happen. And I sense one of the things, that was the dispensation of the faithful angels. Angels, sin, pride could be heavy. The price of pride could be heavy. That God formed him and he was covering, he was sacred, he was in worship, he was needing to worship, he could do. And you know what? He thought in himself that if, since I am made of the celestial being, I cannot be killed. And he was right. Because celestial being cannot die. And that was why God went to make hellfire. So that God can punish eternally the skin, the body that cannot die. So nobody is going to use this skin to go to hellfire. No. Thou shalt be brought down to hell to the side of the beach, not the side of the north. I like us to read another account in Daniel chapter 4. I am looking so passionately today how your eye could be cut off in the head. How when you say, me, look at yourself. And you say, me, are you talking to me? Is what we are doing the surgery on tonight. In Daniel chapter 4, there was a king called Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar was the king over all the earth. In fact, Nebuchadnezzar was the world power. He was one man, one world. When Nebuchadnezzar stand in his kingdom, the entire world shiver. because the world power was resting Iraq now, they were of the type of Saddam, and something happened. Can you read? Can you help me up? Verse 2, 3, 4. Very fast, because of time. I thought it is good to show thee signs and wonder that thy men know that God hath wrought towards me. How great are his signs? Verse 4, 5. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at my rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid. I thought upon my bed, and the visions of my head troubled me. Verse 6. Therefore, made I a decree to bring all the wise men in Babylon. I think I can jump to verse 9. Belshazzar. I hope you know who is Belshazzar.
Master of the magicians.
Because I know that the spirit of the Holy Ghost is in thee. No secret troubled thee. Tell me the vision. Tell me the vision of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Verse 10. The vision of my head. Can you go to verse 12? It was the one that know what he saw. The leaves thereof, fair and fruitful thereof, and it was meat. Let's hear what Daniel said. Verse 14. Because of time, I'm jumping. He cried aloud and said, thus hew down the tree and cut his branches. Verse 15 now. Nevertheless, leave the storm of his root in the earth. Verse 16. Let his heart be changed from man's heart, and let the beast's heart be given unto him. Let 7 times pass. Verse 17. This matter is decree of the watcher, that the demand of the word of the holy ones, tent of the living man, the living, may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whosoever he will, and setteth up it the basest of men. Verse 18. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof. For as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the Holy God is in thee. Verse 19. And Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour. 1 hour, Daniel could not configure what God was doing. He has made boast of God. He had made boast of God and said, let God rule it in heaven. I will be in charge of the earth. Now, this is a man who go to toilet. This is a man who poop. A man, if he doesn't bath for 2 weeks, he will be smelling. Say, let God rule in heaven. I am in charge of the earth because of word power. As at that time, the whole world was paying obeisance to the King Nebuchadnezzar. He saw a dream, he spoke. And when Daniel, who was gifted in dream interpretation and translation, heard, for 1 hour, he asked them to give him seat. Comprehend how heavy the hand of God was coming against him. Belshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belshazzar, answer and say, my Lord, the dream that hate you. It was giving him confidence. Eh? 1 hour after, 1 hour ago, I finished my narration. You are still, please tell me. The next thing Daniel will say, I don't expect this thing to be for you, to be for your enemy. The tree that thou saw it, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto heaven, at the sides thereof to all the earth, verse 21, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and it was meant for all, which the beast of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowl of the heavens had their habitation. It is thou art grown and become strong. Anyone God cannot handle, he will not create. Anyone God cannot use as suya, he won't make it. This is serious. I wish I have time. Greatness is grown and reached unto the heaven, and I dominate to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and the only one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the storm, or the root tear off in the earth, even band of iron and brass, and the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with dew of heaven, and let its portion be with the beast of the field, the seven times pass over him. Verse 24. This is the interpretation. This is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my Lord, the King. They shall drive thee from men. They shall drive thee from men. Who actually drove him? Huh? Oh, you didn't. You are you following us? Who drove him? Can I dramatize it? I wasn't there, but the Holy Ghost was there. The more power, the number one in the world, is in his time, stood from the throne. Stand the ancient throne of powers. Medo-Persia is a subset. It's a split from the entire Babylonian Empire. So the Babylonian Empire, all Babylonians, as at that time, they started scholarship. All those astrologers and magicians were stargazers. Why? Because heaven has finished with him. Please, brethren, pride. You know what God did? The thing that make human being think like human being. And God went to the spare parts. So he went to the thing that make animal think like animal. Not just ordinary animal, maybe some ruminant one. And some tree climbing ones. Put it in his own display for 5 minutes for his people to say, I want to go to the bush. So if you hold me, a world class king, he said, if you hold me, you want to go to the bush. To the bush and was eating grass. Grass became fried rice. Something had changed. And he was eating grass for 7 years. This was a man whose glory reached the end of the earth. The man whose command, military army were like sand of the sea, whose command reached the end of the earth, and his glory, who is struggling with monkey to eat grass and fruits in the jungle for 7 years. And you know what God did? The ancient Babylonian powers were always getting one attack on the other. But for the 7 years, the throne was intact. It didn't occur to any human being. For 7 years, there was no war, not even his son coming to sit on his throne. His throne was like that. See, God is far from man. Only Jesus is our step-down transformer. Me, I cannot create ants. You can imagine how far ant is to me. I cannot create it. You can imagine how far. That's why some religion will not believe that they can be son of God or sons of God or children of God. They cannot. It's too difficult for a natural man to believe. The gap is too wide. They didn't know that Jesus was a step-down transformer. He bridged the gap. For 7 years, his throne was preserved. Because of time, let's move. 12. Can you help me to act and sat on his throne as king? And all his body has become hair like animal and is still ruling them like that. That is God. It can only be God. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friend, desire peace, because their country was nourished by the king's. Oh yeah. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in a royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration to them. You can imagine what he would have said. He has given a speech of the glamour of his throne and the blessedness. See, the man I am talking about today that deserve all is he who sent the king on errand, Nebuchadnezzar. Is the one that killed king, is the one that swallowed king. Is the one take pleasure in the prostration of kings. He's a king, yet a prince. He finished his oration. This is what I am. This is my words. This is my words. And he explained to them. And then they saw the glamour of his empire and they said, and the people gave him a shout, they there was complete noise because of the beauty they see, the glory they saw. It is the voice of God that has just spoken to us and not of a man. It was still there. There was a rowdy session. And then you can imagine those days when we were on campus and the SUG president is still loved. He just newly came there. He has not chopped money that time. People still like him. Still, the spirit of Aluta is still in the high spirit. And everybody is just, they still like him. Oh, he has not started eating SUG money. And then when he want to talk, they won't allow him to talk. And then he's in this high spirit. And then they started. And while he was still there with his oration, all they were seeing is that worm was coming throughout his mouth and his eyes. Worm. Because an angel of the Lord has given me a knock. But because the angel was not visible, they didn't see it. And the man stood there like this. When they came back, they couldn't enter a coffin. It's already rotting of microseconds. This is the God. God sent Isaiah to King Hezekiah and said, go and tell him to write his will, because death is inevitable. And he told Isaiah, see, I know you have been prophesying, but I want to talk to God myself. He faced the war. Why, as I was going out of the outer court, God sent him back. Go and tell him. I did another 15 years. I said, thank you. Because God can be very funny. The mouth that fried Akara was not telling God, God, if it is true, you have added 15 years. Let me see my shadow move back 10 degrees. And the Bible says, God hid that it was the perfect will of God for Hezekiah to die. The whole world knew something changed in the world. It's time. God hid that the sun. And that thing happened in the time, but for a longer time. But this one, so every king around him came to come and see instead of him, to point them to the God of heaven. Who made this miracle walk into the house of his comfort and started showing them. The only opportunity these Gentile kings will have known the Almighty God of Israel. Ah! If they came to meet and say, Hezekiah, thank God for your life. We saw it. In fact, before I know it, it has gone back. Because God answered your voice. I wish Hezekiah would just say, there is a God that liveth in the heavens, who ruleth in the affairs of men. He now strength forces. Don't you know? Now, listen to me, friends. We are privileged to know Jesus. We are but nobody. Without him, we are gutter materials. I see why we are excited as believers. It's not in this side of the terrestrial plane. It's in the other side. I want us to understand that the issue of pride, do you know? Most of the time, you may not even know. But if you leave your spirit so sensitive, you will understand. You see, I am not praying. I don't know your prayer, sir. But I am not praying to be the richest in my village. That's not my prayer. In fact, it's far from my prayer to be in the center of his will. And if you see anything that God will be using, it's a thing that is humble. See, the Bible says he resisted the proud and gave grace to the humble. You know, how do you resist something? Walk against, isn't it? You bring back your energy or force now, and you pull against that. Abi, you pull it against it. That's resistance. God does not allow the movement of people of pride to be fast. Now, to check your life, if I can touch the second one very briefly, then maybe the third one may be for another day, then we can pray. Where in my life has pride find expression? Where in my life have I not been broken enough? I was speaking in SCCF recently. I said, a gas jar of oil was broken, the fragrance never filled the room. The fragrance never filled the room. Until Jesus broke the bread, it never fed 5,000 people. See, God will not use anything that is not broken. Forget it. There are people that are high, and then the I is more than Christ in me. And God is saying, well, I have left this place. I am no more here. See, anything that does not point Jesus our achievement, in quotes, our glory to Christ is useless. Give me that court that no man has ever sat upon. And when the court came, Jesus sat upon the court, and then they spread something on the ground. Isn't it? What was matching the thing they spread on the ground? The court. Was it Jesus? If the court now say, me that they honor like this and spread something on the ground for, whatever we carry, is it anointing? Is it academic brilliance and excellence? Is it wealth or money? That Jesus is not sitting over it. Sorry. It's a crisis. It's a crisis. Lost. Maybe I will close here so that we can have some time to pray and then we continue the sessions. The life of a believer is a life that is dead to the world. That book of 1 John, 2 John explain this very crucially. If you have some time, maybe during your study, you can have time to go through it. Lost is actually a challenge to believer. There are three levels of God's word. I think I've talked about it before. The word of God in the head, the word of God in the hand, and the word of God in the heart. The word of God in the head will make you a professor of CRK, but it lacks the capacity to deal with sin. So you begin quoting, like some of us just quote and quote and quote and quote, but see, the power of sin is not broken. Word of God in the hand, that one is good though. You must know, that's why we do it the Bible. You can be soaked in the Bible. But that Bible must go beyond the head knowledge. There must be an anointing that transfers from the head into the heart. The word of God in the hand makes you a philanthropist. You can have orphanage, give in the church, give. But still, that one is good, it's necessary, it's needed. Just like the word of God in the head. It is only the word of God in the heart that has the capacity to squeeze out sin. And once the word of God is not resting in the fabric of your, it's not sitting on the placement of your heart, then loss will find expression. David said in Psalm 119, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against thee. That's the word of God that kills sin. That's the word of God that battles sin. You know why he said that word? He had crisis of lust. Everywhere in David's history, where women appear, is unbalanced. So he resorted. In fact, there was the reason why he fought Goliath and won Goliath. The ulterior motive was he was asking them, what did the king say he will do? And they said, it's the person. His mother came and said, this boy, go back to another person. Say, if the king said he's going to give the person that cut off the head of Goliath. And they said, the daughter. So, for God, using that means anyway. And when he got, he looked at the boy and said, this boy, where are you coming from? Marry my daughter. If you give me a pig of heads of Goliath, I will give my daughter to you. I said, you mean it? And he brought the pick up of heads of Philistine and he tipped it in the front of the king's house. And king saw it and said, now human being head be this, come and take my daughter as a snare. There was an account also in David's history. See, you must, that's why he said, Job said, I have made covenant with my eyes that I will not behold a woman lawfully. See, can you lift up and say, Father, help my life to live above any form of lust. If there's this trinity of hidden sins we are dealing with today, it's a serious one. He went to a woman, he wanted to go and kill a man because he insulted him and insulted him. The wife came out and spoke to him. He was looking. All the two the woman was talking, it was the face and the. He said, now because of you. The next time we hear, shortly after, he said, they said the man has died. And the condolence register was, than you. And you know the story in chapter 11, where he, in the war front, to take. And when he wanted to die, they said, for us to know, the king really won't die. Never mind. Wait, Jesus, they do wah. When we bring and the king sitting, they thought his eyes would do what his eyes were not doing. We just experiment. Before we pray, the third one, let me just touch it a little, is unforgiveness. The highest pregnancy, the heaviest pregnancy a man can carry is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Now, I have thought on unforgiveness for more than 5, 7, 10 years. And God tried me with one. So each time I remember the story, it's a very great way of teaching unforgiveness. And you know, there are level of offense. People offend you. You want to forgive, you are crying. Have you remembered Joseph? You remember Joseph? Carried unforgiveness for years. And when he saw his burden, and Judah was preaching. One of the best sermons in Genesis. And Judah was preaching. The thing broke his heart. He wept. And thank God for Judah. Unforgiveness can block your fulfillment. Block miracles. Unforgiveness may not make a man to get to the ultimate of his life. Unforgiveness is a snare that can tie down a person. It can incur sickness and rot, both of God, of man, and of the devil. Unforgiveness. When the anger is happening, you know, the Bible says, be ye like a commandment. Does it look like a commandment? People are very holy. So we are not saying, we are saying it must not bring sin. We are not saying don't be angry. But we are saying it must not last. So how can you sleep, wake up the next day, and you are still angry? Pastor Emma is a medical person. He can tell us the injurious part of what anger does. Anger. So you still see the person. What is unforgiveness? You see the person as if he has just committed the sin afresh. So somebody said, forgive and forget. Well, there may not be something like that in all theories. What is your response when you remember? It's how you know if you are forgiven. He told me in a campus, he asked me a question. He said, if I have forgiven somebody, then the thing, I always see the sin every day. He said, will I close my eyes of not seeing the thing? I said, when you see the thing, and you just smile and you say, God bless you. That's when you are forgiven. Nobody hates you. Your heart just bless the person. That's when you are forgiven. Forgiveness ties down. I was preaching in Owo, Poli, in 1997, 98. I came from where I was preaching in Owo, Poli. It was a prayer program. People come from all over the place. You know, we always gather 3 months that time. And I said, I prepare a sermon before we go into prayer. And as I opened the Bible, the Lord spoke to me. He said, you are not preaching that message. And I said, why? He said, remember people who hurt them so deeply. Tonight, somebody may want to shed tears for forgiving somebody. And when they have done that, you give them about 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Then when they have done that, I will start doing my work. So, you know, they used to give me that time 12 o'clock. Because that time, it was deliverance. So, they were disappointed that day with my abuse. So, when I said, this is what the Lord is saying. I didn't know a madman from Ibadan with that conference. That as at that time, because many, it was on shade. So, as I started talking, came normal. You know, came mad. He was not a born again Christian. He was not a believer. He was just a nominal person. His father was the only one of one particular place in Oyo State. So his father wanted to initiate him to Ogoni, and he said no. His father said he's disgracing him, and he told his father to go to hell. And his father made him to mad. So, but before he became mad, he had hatred for his father. So for the first time in about 6, 7 years or 5 years, I don't know how many years, but not, definitely not 2 years, he became normal under that atmosphere. According to him, who will be there? What his father did to him. Unholy anger came again. Said my father. And then he heard the message. Short message, nothing per se, you know, just. And then he said, Lord. And we prayed, we finished the meeting. That is normal. They said they know. But the shame, we will not remove. According to them, because it's three months we gather. No, they believe that there's some supernatural thing will take place. The man will roll, you know. The jam, all those things. There are healing that have taken place. Even in some of our crusade, it's just by counseling people. So they saw that he was giving. They said it's like, so they first of all lose the hand, and then they start washing. when he's sitting the one. But you know, he was healed under that thing by just saying, Lord, by carrying 15 people, you must labor and give birth. You must travel and give birth tonight. Tonight, give birth. You must learn how to see. This is what can help you. That you have offended people and you are not perfect. And you are in the mercy. See, God, now let me share something with you. Then we start to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins just as we forgive those who trespass against us. Any prayer you pray with somebody tied in your soul, don't get to heaven. See, the Christian faith, that's what we come here every time to remind ourselves. The Christian faith is very, very demanding. I mean, you mean somebody was telling me, you know, me, the husband, the moral affair with the sister, of the wife, and here we are seeing forgiveness. And I told her, see, you just have to. He has wept, he has cried. This is the gospel. That for us to be forgiven, the prerequisite is that we are forgiving others. And Jesus didn't stop there. He made an illustration in a proverb, in a story on forgiveness. Before we pray, how many people are you carrying in your womb? Are you glued to pornography? You can't see and pass in the internet. You must stay and open. See, that yoke need to be broken in this meeting. I don't expect you to leave this conference or this meeting or this retreat and go back. The yoke that is tying your umbilical cord with lust, with pride, with unforgiveness must be broken. And it's as if something will just, and it will appear as if you cannot control yourself. I tell you, the power of God that set free is the same yesterday and today and forever. And it's available here, friends. If only you can call upon the Lord and say, Father, help me. What is holding you down? And it's making you struggle at a point, and then you are rigmarole. Can you rise up on your feet as we begin to pray? If I have not forsaken all answer to thy love a call, if I have turned from thee, Lord, plant to Now let's take it. This the intonation of higher ground. If I have not forsaken all in answer to thy love call, if I kept something from thee, light that I might see, Lord, help me judge my selfish day. Give me a living way. I seek God all my heart to be down. Stand up today, we start to pray. What is the thing on this earth that attracts you with sense of words? Is it money that lay hold on your life? Lord, my sheep, oh Lord, Lord, help me join my selfish day to what is new and living. I seek your praise with all my heart to be made pure. God, Because thou art. Can you call upon the Lord and say, Father, what is in my life? How many people am I carrying for years? And I refuse to pour them out. What is in my life that is bringing me down by day? What have I achieved that is coming upon my head? Lord, today, give me light I want to see. Can you pray and talk to God tonight? I say, Lord, in this 20 hours, I don't intend to go the same. Can you talk to the Lord? What is attracting you with sense of what? Lucifer, with his highest height as an angel, was brought down. Right? I refuse to come down. Whatever in my life the devil could fight and could instigate against me. Lucifer, I make this soul the temple that the workmanship was prepared inside of me. It was an angel that sit on the mountain of God, the angel that covered precious stones for his clothing. But Christ brought him down. And you say, Father, I don't want to be brought down. Today, crucify pride in my life. To me like that. Is it me that I must die? Can you ask the I in me to die? The I in you to die? You must crucify that I. You must crucify that I. And look at Nebuchadnezzar. I don't think your glory merits to Nebuchadnezzar's glory. A world leader became an oxen and he was eating grass for 7 years. Lord, help me. Help me judge myself every day. I refuse. Is it lost? You can't just but do it. Lord, help me. How are the mighty falling and weapons of war perishing? Whatever is breaking others down won't bring me down. Jesus, I rely on your grace. Jesus, help me. I cannot go back. I lay my hands on the path. I cannot go back. I lay my hands on the path. I cannot go back. I lay my hands on the path. I cannot go back. Jesus, help me. I cannot go back. You are not superior to anybody. No. You are not inferior to anyone. No. You are simply the person God made of you. Are you here? There is a particular issue difficult to forgive. But Jehovah is saying this evening, that is why I brought you here. Help me. Lord, help me. Jesus, help me. In Jesus' name we pray. All eyes closed. Are you here? And people have told you, sister, pride is engulfing you. You know there are husbands that cannot apologize to their wives. They can never beg their wives. It is their wives that we always beg them. You know, there are people that we offend their subordinates, even their children. They cannot say, I'm sorry. That's pride. There are people very difficult to forgive. If we say that's my nature, I don't easily forgive person. Then you have no inheritance. Jesus was denied by Peter. Yet, he handed over the leadership of the church to him. Are you entangled in this trinity of hidden sins? And you just want to come out and you need help? Can you move forward as we just ask the Lord to help all of us together? and then we pray together. Just take your step, walk up down here, kneel down before the Lord and say, Father, that's why I'm here. I have looked at my life. I have explained my life. The message today is talking to me. But I just need help. Whichever one that is your own case. And you've been struggling with it over the years. And then it's as if the more you struggle, the more you are entangled. Can you ask the Lord and say, Father, I am here today. What is gripping my life? What is holding me down? What is holding my life down? Why am I entangled? What is holding me down? Can you ask the Lord, everyone, and say, Father, at this junction, I need your help. Jesus, the scripture said, he resisted the proud and gave grace to the humble. Look at your life. Are there people, if the trumpet were called now, will you be rapturable? Are you sure you will go with the master? Christ is calling, follow me. Can you say, Lord, help me? Pastor Noah, please, can you come and help us here? Pastor Noah, can you ask the Lord to help you? Can you say, Father, I submit to you. You may be sincere today. I trust that the hand of the Lord is upon this meeting and is so strong here. If there's any area you need help, release yourself to the Holy Ghost. Anointing is here to help you through.